Welcome to our Today's BusinessRadio.com Executive Summary. I'm your host, Tom Lyons, and our guest today is Josh Dames from the Risdahl Marketing Group, and our topic is the next phase of lead generation process, which you called lead scoring.
That's right, Tom, and thanks again for having me. We talked last time about how important leads are to businesses and how to use your website to generate more leads. We also talked in the past about tactics that generate leads like search engine marketing and social media, among others. But just as important are getting quality leads and making sure you or your sales team understands where the good leads are coming from, which will save two of your most precious professional assets, your time and your money.
So our question of the day is how to assess the quality of your leads to save time and money. Please stay with us and we'll provide answers to this and more in 2 minutes following your Fox News update right here on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130. Welcome back to our executive summary in today's BusinessRadio.com, where I'm here with Josh Dames from the Risdahl Marketing Group. And today's question is how to assess the quality of your leads to save time and money. Josh, how does lead scoring save a business time and money?
We mentioned last time the three phases of a lead generation program. The first was generating the lead. The second phase is lead scoring, which is crucial for companies with a sales staff that is stretched thin. Maybe it's even the business owner that does the lead follow-up. Lead scoring places the highest priority on leads with the greatest chance of becoming customers, meaning you spend more time closing business than chasing business, saving the time and money invested chasing bad leads and the opportunity cost of that wasted effort. The final phase is lead nurturing, which we'll cover next time we get together.
So how does lead scoring work?
A company's lead scoring model is going to be customized to their specific business. To create yours, start with a list of questions which any business owner or salesperson should be able to answer about their leads. Use your gut if you have to, but past data certainly helps the quality of the model. A good base of questions would be things like, what are the different sources of leads? Referrals, trade shows, search engines, direct mail, email, etc. Try to avoid just saying the website because there are multiple ways of driving that person to the website. Look at the lead urgency. Do they want to get together right away or talk about an immediate need? Or are they just inquiring about something they might need next year? Is it a big order or a small one? Other questions could be whether or not they were a past client. Are they the type of business you know you can help? Each business has their own questions, but those are a good place to start. Then within each question, place a value between 1 and 10 on each possible answer. For instance, a referral might be a 10, while a direct mail lead is only a 3. A big value project is a 10 and a small project is a 1. You assign that score for each answer.
And then you add them all up?
It's as simple as that. Each lead that comes in, you apply that scoring system to. I recommend tracking them for a bit and seeing how good your gut scoring was. Then adjust and keep going. Over time, you will find yourself spending less time and money chasing low-quality leads and spend more time earning money from new customers.
Thanks for the information, Josh. That was Josh Dames of Risdahl Marketing Group. Podcasts of this program, our business reference library, and contact information for our guests are available at todaysbusinessradio.com. This content is provided for general information only and should not be treated as a substitute for professional advice from your legal, accounting, and business advisors. Please tune us in every weekday at 11:59 a.m. on Twin Cities News Talk, AM 1130, for another executive summary from todaysbusinessradio.com. Hello, I'm Tom Lyons, founder and principal partner of Phalon Partners Limited, a Twin Cities mergers and acquisitions firm where we help business owners to plan, prepare, and execute a strategy to complete the deal. Thanks for listening to this executive summary for information on how to build enterprise value, improve profitability, and formulate an exit strategy for your business. If you're interested in buying or selling a business, please give us a call at 763-231-4200. Phalon Partners Limited has been helping to bring buyers and sellers together since 1985, and we'd welcome an opportunity to help you.